However, if you serve in an existing church that has plateaued, is declining, or is simply discouraged, your most important task is to redefine your purpose. Forget everything else until you have established it in the minds of your members. Recapture a clear vision of what God wants to do in and through your church family. Absolutely nothing will revitalize a discouraged church faster than rediscovering its purpose. As I prepared to start Saddleback Church, one of the most important factors I discovered in my research was that growing, healthy churches have a clear-cut identity. They understand their reason for being. They are precise in their purpose. They know exactly what God has called them to do. They know what their business is, and they know what is none of their business. Does your church have a clear-cut identity? If you ask typical church members why their church exists, you'll get a wide variety of answers. Most churches do not have a clear consensus on this issue. Wynn Arn, a consultant to churches, once told me about a survey he took. He surveyed members of nearly 1,000 churches asking the question, why does the church exist? The results? Of the church members surveyed, 89% said the church's purpose is to take care of my families and my needs. For many, the role of the pastor is simply to keep the sheep who are already in the pen happy and not lose too many of them. Only 11% said the purpose of the church is to win the world for Jesus Christ. Then the pastors of the same churches were asked why the church exists. Amazingly, the results were exactly opposite. Of the pastors surveyed, 90% said the purpose of the church was to win the world, and 10% said it was to care for the needs of the members. Is it any wonder why we have conflict, confusion, and stagnation in many churches today? If the pastor and congregation can't even agree on why the church exists, conflict and disagreement on everything else is inevitable.